integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The beautiful music of Miss Julie Newmark, Dime Store Halo, bringing us in. I am Dr. Weiss, and Dr. Holly Lucille is not here today. She is educating our future doctors out there. So we have Melanie Cole, exercise physiologist, as well as radio personality for Radio MD. Hey, Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Decker. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about another bad news for people suffering osteoporosis. There's been a series of things over the past 5 to 7 years looking at osteoporosis drugs as a category, and they just got another piece of bad news when a calcitonin product, calcitonin is a hormone made by the parathyroid gland, and we were using it as a nasal spray. So for listeners out there, it was marketed as Miacalcin or Fortical. And this was approved back in 1986 as either an injection. It is an injection, and in 1995 it came out as a nasal spray. And what it did is it sort of mimicked what the parathyroid gland did, and it raised the amount of calcium in the bones while lowering it into blood. Sort of this idea of a hormone, sort of like how estrogen works, Mel. Estrogen can kind of help direct the building of bone, you know, through signaling. Like if you take calcium, you sort of have to hope it ends up in the right place. So when you take a hormone, you're trying to point it at the bone and say, this is where you go and this is what you do. When the FDA looked at it, now wait a second. Now back in Europe in 2012 and early of it, they found that that there was a much higher risk of cancer in the patients that were using it, a 2.4% higher risk in cancer. Then it took a little while longer, and recently here, early this year, the 12 panelists at the FDA said that there's very little benefit actually in using this product, as well as it does tend to cause cancer. They've also came out with a statement that we don't really think it ever worked, which is very, very frustrating for us as doctors, because this drug's been around since 1986.
Wow, that's amazing. And people were taking this nasal spray along with calcium and vitamin D and thinking they were getting this perfect triple threat there to fight bone loss.
Yeah, they were, Mel. And you know, what this does is, look, I am not the anti-FDA guy, okay? There's a lot of docs out there that are very anti-FDA, and it's very popular as a radio host to get out there and fly the flag anti-government. Well, I'm not going to do that. I think the FDA is a organization that has a lot of problems. And when you talk to people in the FDA, they don't deny that there's a lot of problems. But my God, Melanie, for the public out there, I mean, you're a healthcare practitioner, as an exercise physiologist, I'm a physician and a cardiologist here, for a drug to be out since 1986, and for it just to be released in 2013, that is causing cancer and probably never helped bones, is really tough to stick up for the FDA.
Well, that's really scary, and especially when Fen and all of these others came out and were taken off pretty quickly. This one stayed around a while. Now, what do we do about that? Because Fosamax is out there, Boniva and Actonel. People are taking all of these things.
Look, and I think there's going to be bad news coming out on these drugs too. Because first of all, the oral forms, they're so dangerous that these Fosamaxes and Bonivas, that the oral form means when you take it, you can't lay down. Otherwise, it could burn a hole in your esophagus. So you're trading, when you're using these products like Fosamax and you're doing this oral pill and you take it and you take it and it starts to go through your system, it can wreak absolute havoc on your digestive tract, including a big inflammatory response. So when we look at it, we know how these drugs work. These osteoclast inhibitors, they are. This is Boniva. This is drugs like Fosamax, like you're mentioning. There's a few others out there. I think Actonel is another one. But what they do is they stop the destruction of bone. So the body builds new bone on the inside. Like if you picture a big dog bone, so it's easy to see, in the middle of it, you're growing new bone, and at the end of it, you're killing off old bone. And that's to keep fresh bone, because more bone isn't better. Fresh bone is better. So what you are doing with these drugs, and there's no doubt that the Boniva and these type of drugs, they do build bone. The bones get thicker. The problem is, do the fractures really go down? Meaning more bone, is it better? thicker, healthier bone is what we need. So there's all sorts of arguments on these things. And what I'm looking here is, heck, if it took them 30 years plus to take calcitonin off of the market, then what are we really need to be looking at these other classes of drugs do to see if they're even working? And I've seen the data on them, and they seem to work okay. They seem to reduce fracture risk some. They don't reduce fracture risk anywhere as much as it makes your labs look good. Meaning, here, look at it this way, Mel. You go in and you have a bone scan, right? And they say you have osteoporosis. And you go on Boniva and you come back and they say, hey, it's gotten better. You're only at osteopenia. The problem is, Mel, that doesn't mean that your fracture risk went down. It only means your bone density went up. How am I doing on this?
That's perfect. And you know, that's the whole point. And if you're told that you have osteopenia to begin with, and then you're worried that it's going to, you know, lead to osteoporosis, then do you start taking those medications prophylactically to stop any more bone loss that might be coming? You know what my opinion is, Dr. Weiss, because doing what I do for a living, I want people weight training, and I want them doing lunges and squats, and I want them lifting weights, because really that builds bone density just in a wonderful way without any of those side effects.
Yeah, I don't prescribe those medications, and I've had plenty of people build their bone back up. Simply put, I put everybody on active B12 shots or sublinguals, you know, the methylcobalamins. I put them on hydrochloric acid with meals. I get them to alkalize, which if you type alkalize into the internet, you can find pH strips and you can do it. I get them to alkalize their urine and their saliva to a number of 8, which makes them very alkaline, and take a great calcium and get in with a Melanie Cole and get that type of exercise that builds bone. And I let people know, you don't build bone unless you tell your body you need to build bone. That's the thing. And then, of course, fixing estrogen metabolism, which is especially in women, and that's who's mostly we're affecting here. It's usually there's some estrogen thyroid deficiency problem that is adding to the depletion of bone. If you do that, to me, it seems like you can really avoid a lot of the risk and still build healthy bone and prevent it in the first place.
And also vitamin D too, correct?
Mm-hmm. And vitamin D needs to be part of any good bone formula now, both the regular D, which is called D2, or the active form, which is D3. Both of those forms of D, along with there's a special kind of vitamin K called menaquinone. It's K2. Those three things should be in any formula. Now, you know me, I'm not afraid to say some brands. I like the OsteoPrime by Integrative Therapeutics. I like Jarrow's Bone Up. I like some of the others that are out there from some of the better companies. But you may need to take some extra D based on the fact that I think that according to research, you're going to have to be about 4,000 IUs, 2,000 to 4,000 IUs of the vitamin D between the active and inactive forms in order to build bone back. But absolutely, you're going to need that, Mel.
Now, so Dr. Weiss, in the last 30, 45 seconds, give the women listening, the women like me that are in our 40s, you know, that really don't want to suffer from any more bone loss and shrinkage than we already might be suffering from, give us your best prescription.
Best prescription is at 45, 42 to 45, or the day after you have a hysterectomy, you have to have a bone density. Avoid osteoporosis in the first place, and it happens in bone loss years. So if you know you're osteopenic, you know it runs in your family, or right at 45, and I'm talking before you start skipping periods, or if you have a hysterectomy, the day after you have the hysterectomy, while you're in the hospital, you get a bone density, and then you get on your natural protocols and stay out of the mess altogether, because we cannot trust these classes of drugs. We're not getting good information, Mel.
Well, I am right with you there. And remember, you can try all these things that Dr. Decker Weiss recommends. You can listen to the podcast again. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. You're listening to it right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, filling in for Dr. Holly Lucille with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.